This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Tonight's blot is Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. We're learning now the final Mishnah of Masechta Mikraton. The Mishnah discusses what practices we have to refrain from on Chol Hamoed, and what type of mourning one is allowed to engage in on Chol Hamoed. Nosh, in terms of public signs of mourning at the time of the Levaya. Noshim b'moyed ma'anois. Women who they are very careful to give proper kavod ames, even more than men are. So women on the Chol Hamoed ma'anois, they could chant an elegy. Avalei metabchais, however, they cannot clap. Clapping is a more intense sign of mourning. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer hasmuches lamita metabchais. Rabbi Shmuel says those close to the bed can clap. Brashe chadashim, which is more lenient, bechanukah on Chanukah over Purim, ma'anois, they are allowed to chant an elegy, umetabchais, and they could clap. So when it comes to Chol Hamoed, they can only chant an elegy and they can clap. And now Rabbi Shmuel says that if you're close to the bed, you could clap. On Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, you could do both. B'zeh v'zeh, but on either, in other words, on Chol Hamoed, or Chanukah, or Rosh Chodesh, or Purim, loy mekoinenos, they cannot say lamentations. Nikvar hames, once the dead was buried, loy ma'anois, you cannot chant an elegy, loy metapchis, you know how to clap. Ezehu inois, now we're going to define, what does it mean to be ma'anois? What is metapchis? What is mekoinenos? Ezehu inoi, shekulan oinois ka'achas, they all respond together. Kina, what's in a kina? Sha'achas medaberes, bekulan oinois achreha. What's a kina? One of them speaks, and they all respond after her. Shenemar, v'lamedna b'noiseichem nehi, and you'll teach your daughters mourning. So inoy is they all answer together. Kina is one speaks and everyone else responds. V'isha ru'usa kina, and a woman to her friend, kina, a lamentation. In other words, nehi is everyone together. Kina is one leads everybody else. Avol asid lavoi, but in the future, who I'm, what does it say about the future? Bila hamavis lanetzach, God will eliminate death forever. Umach Hashem lekim, and God will wipe away dima tears me'al kalpanim. V'goymer. In the Sefer Smichas Chachamim of Rav Naftali Katz, he finds a hemshech between the end of Ma'ikata and the beginning of Megillah. The first mishnah of Megillah talks of Chagiga talks about the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. So what do you do by the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? You go there, Leroy says Pnei Hashchina. So there's a concept that when you have this chibur, we know that when you see something, it creates an attachment to that thing. That's the importance of Shmir Soinayim. Person thinks, what's the big deal? I just looked at something inappropriate. No, when you see something, you become connected to it. So if you see Tumah, you become connected to it. If you see the Ribbono Shelam, Kiviyachal, your Mischaber Tashem, that's what elevates the Neshama. So with what will we be Zoicha that Umach Hashem Lekim Dima Mi'al Kalpanim? Through the process of Ayin Ba'ayin Yeru B'Shev Hashem Tzion. Through the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel, in its full sense, that will eliminate death forever. Okay. Says the Gemara, Mai Omran. What did the women say when they chanted an elegy? Amar Rav, Rav said, Vai La'azla, woe for the journey. Vai L'chavila, woe for the security. Meaning, woe for this journey that the soul is now going on, and woe for the security that the soul is your security, and now you have to return it. Amar Rava, Rava said, Nashid de Shachnetziv Amron Hachi. The women in Shachnetziv would say as follows. Now, why do we care about the women in Shachnetziv? You know, why not women in Williamsburg or Borough Park? Why do we pick on Shachnetziv? So Rav Yaakov Emden points out that the Gemara says in Psachim on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis that Rebbe told his kids, don't you dare live in Shachnetziv. You're not allowed to live in Shachnetziv because they're late sonim. Yeah? Nevertheless, but they do have this redeeming quality. Even though they mock everything, they have this redeeming quality. Or, says Rabbi Yaakov, there could be the men were late Sodom and the women, they were good ladies. Okay. They would say as follows. We're going to bring down now seven things that the women of Shachnetziv would say. They're very mysterious and enigmatic. They would say like this. Vay la'ozla, vay la'chavila. Woe for the journey, woe for the security. Rava said further, another thing they said, Goid garma mi kacha, cut the bone from the tooth, venimte maya leantichi, and bring water to the kettle. Rashi says that means the jaw falls out, bring water to the kettle, kolamar hadri maya lemafreya, Klape Lamala. The water is retroactively goes above. You ever see you can manipulate a camera, a video, where instead of the water being poured out into the kettle, you put it on rewind, and then instead of the kettle pouring into the cup, the water in the cup flies back into the kettle. That's basically what they said. And what they're saying is that the removal of the soul from a human being is sort of the reversal of the process of the creation of man. So they're saying basically that the death of somebody is the reversal of the natural process. So, V'yamar Rava, Nashaya deShachnetziv Amran, the women of Shachnetziv said, Atuf, wrap, the Kasu Turi, and cover, O mountains, Debar Rami, a man of distinction, Ubar Ravravihu, he's a man of greatness. Basically, they would say even the mountains should cloak themselves in darkness. V'yamar Rava, Rava said further, Nashi deShachnetziv Amran, the women of Shachnetziv said, Sheol, the coffin, itzdala, is a robe, demilasa, fine silk, lebar choyrin, for this free man, the shlimu zavde, whose provisions are depleted. Basically, they would say that death is good for this poor man because the coffin is a fine suit for this fine man who he has no money. Basically, this poor guy, he can't afford a suit, but lucky him, he gets to wear a coffin now. So basically, they're saying, they're trying to encourage people to help out with the expenses of the Levaya, to pointing out how poor this person is, that he can't even afford his own funeral arrangements. V'yamar Rava. So again, all of these things have many interpretations, and they're sort of mysterious, enigmatic mournings. V'yamar Rava, Nashida Shachnetziv Amran. Rahit, he runs, v'nafal, and he falls, Ama Avra, at the crossing, v'yazufta Yazuf, and he burrows in it. That's what they say. That he runs and falls at the crossing and burrows in it. What does Rashi say?
Tagar v'torchan hoya kol yamav v'achshuv nafal rekon v'loy mamon.
So he was a tagar, he was a merchant his whole life, and he made money, and he has nothing left in his 401k. He's nothing left in the account. So he ran his whole life, and now at this crossing, he borrows, right? He has nothing to show for his hard work. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Perish rots b'chol koyfei v'nafel bein ha'oivdim v'al ha'mavrois milva loiva kaloi maritz amashal afal pishadim rots b'chol koyfei kol yamav." When he falls between those who are lost, or when he gets to the river crossing, he begs the one somebody to cross him over. And if nobody wants to, he has to take out a loan. Okay. V'yamar Rava, Nashi deShachnetziv Amran, Achana, brothers, Tagari, merchants, Azav Zagi, Mivdiku, he searched his nests. Rashi says, Azav Zagi, Kine, his nest. Now, what is this saying? Is the Rashi say anything on this? So
that he should have a burial plot.
Yes. He says, "Achna Tagrari, our brother is the merchants. Azav Zagi Mivduk, he's searching for a nest in his end. I mean, he has nothing to be buried in. And he's saying, have mercy on the guy. The guy needs a final resting spot. He's searching for his nest. V'yamar Rava, Nashid Deshachnat Sevamrin. Moisa Ki Moisa. One death is like another. All deaths are the same. When you die, you die. Doesn't matter. Dead is dead. It's not like some people die more, some people die. Dead is dead. However, some people suffer. And Umarin Chibulya, the suffering, that's interest. So all deaths are the same. There's the suffering, that's the interest. Tanya Hayra Meir Oimer, we learned in Rezra Meir, said, Ta'iv la'leches el be'seivel, it's better to go to a house of mourning, mi'leches el be'es mishteh. Right? Ki zeu soif kala adam is the end of all people. V'hachayitin alibay, and the living should put to their heart. What should they think about? Dvarim shalmisa. The living, when a living person goes to the house of the avel, he should think about the following. The yisbaid yisbadune. If you eulogize someone else, they will eulogize you. The yikbar yikbarune. If you bury others, you will be buried. The yitan yitune yitanune. If you carry others, you will be carried. The yadel yidlune. If you raise your voice in crying over the mess, others will do that to you. Meaning, what goes around comes around. The way you treat a mess, that's how you'll be treated when that day comes. Be'ikad Amri, Deloyadel, that in general, someone who does not raise himself up in this world, someone who's humble in this world, Yidlune, others will raise up. Tachsiv, like the Pasuk says, Kitoiv Amar Lecha Alei Hine. Better that they tell you, come up, better to go sit in the back of the shul and they tell you to come sit in the front than to sit in the front and they say, what are you doing here? You should, you know, go sit in the back, right? Better to sit in the back and they say, go to the mizrachvat than to sit up in the mizrachvat and they said, you're in the wrong place. That's a rule in life. Better, you know, better be cautious and don't take position and let others offer it than to take it and they have to demote you. Tan Rabbanan. When the sons of Rabbi Shmuel passed away, four sages entered to console him. Rav Tarfon, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva. So Amar Lahem Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon said, "Du, you should know, Shechacham Gadolu. Your son was a great sage. Ubaki ba'agadais. And he was a proficient in agadatas. And therefore, al yikanes echad mekam l'toich tivei chaveray. Nobody should repeat. That's one pshat. Nobody should repeat what the other one's going to say here. Rabbi Shmuel, whose son was a baki in Agadata, he would appreciate something new from all of us. So nobody should repeat what the other is going to say. Or another pshat is, nobody should jump into what the other person's going to say, because then it's going to create a whole discussion and Rabbi Shmuel might get involved, and Rabbi Shmuel's an oval and he's now out to learn. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Kiva Vani Achron. Rabbi Kiva said, I'll go last. Either the Pshaz Rabbi Kiva was confident that nobody would steal his thunder, or the Pshaz Rabbi Kiva was being humble and he said, I should be last. Pasach Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel began, because we know you're not allowed to talk until you're spoken to, right? When you go to the house of an Avel, you have to let the Avel speak first. So Pasach Rabbi Shmuel Ba'amar. Rabu Avay Noisav, his sins were many. Referring to himself. Tachfuhu Avelav. He had consecutive mournings, because Rabbi Shmuel just sat Shiva for another relative, and now he's singing Shiva for his son. Hitriach Rabbi Yisav, and now he's bothering his Rabbeim to come be Menachem him. One time and now again a second time. So Nena Rav Tarfon va'amar, Rav Tarfon spoke up and said, "V'amar," he said, "V'achichem kol beis Yisrael." It says by the death of Nadav Avihu on the eighth day of the Miluim, the first day of the Hakamas HaMishkan, and your brothers, Klal Yisrael, Yivku Es HaSreifa, should cry for the burning. We can make the following argument. We can make the following kavachomer. Uma Nadav Avihu Shalai Asu Ela Mitzvah Achas Madach Nadav and Avihu. They only did one good thing in terms of their role of setting up the Mishkan. Dechsev Vayakrivu B'nei Aaron Es Adam Elav. And the B'nei Aaron, Nadav and Avihu brought the blood to him. Kach, and yet Hashem said, all of Klal Yisrael has to cry for them on this occasion and give them honor because of one mitzvah that they did. Banav Shor Rabbi Shmuel, the chosen Rabbi Shmuel, Alachas Kama V'Kama, that they did many mitzvahs, and therefore all of Klal Yisrael should mourn them. Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Nana Rabbi Yossi Haglili V'Amra, Rabbi Yossi Haglili spoke up and said, V'Safdulai Kol Yisrael, and all of Israel eulogized him, V'Kavru Yisrael, and buried him. We can make the following kavachaymer. Now this is talking about the death of Avia ben Yeravam. We know Yeravam was a bad guy. He stopped Klal Yisrael from being Oile Regel in Yerushalayim. He set up prosdois. We had this in the end of Tainus. He set up sentries to make sure that Klal Yisrael would not be Oile Regel and go up to Yerushalayim on the Yom Tovim, because Yeravam said, if they see the greatness of the Malchus Beis David, they're going to rebel against me, especially because in the Azara, no one is allowed to sit in the Azara except for the Malchus Beis David. So they're going to see that the Malchus Beis David are allowed to sit and I'm not allowed to sit, so he didn't let them be Oile Regel. But his son, on one occasion, either went to be Oile Regel or he let Klal Yisrael be Oile Regel. If Avia ben Yeravim he only did one good thing that he deserved this national mourning. It says about him, Yan Nimtzabai Davar Toiv, because this good thing was found in him, Kach, he was given this reward that all of Klal Yisrael eulogized him. Banav Shal Rabbi Shmuel Alachas Kam V'Kama. So Gemara says, my Dover Tov, what was the good thing about Avia ben Yeravam? Reb Zera of Reb Chanina bar Papa, Tzmach Loikis, Reb Zera and Reb Chanina bar Papa, Chad Omar, one says, Shabitel Mishmartoi v'Olel Regel. He left his post, and he went to be Olel Regel himself to Yerushalayim. Now his father appointed him as a guard to make sure others wouldn't be Olel Regel, so he left his post. V'Chad Omar, Shabitel Prasdois. He was Mavato all the centuries. Shahis of Yeravim Aviv, that Yeravim his father set up, Al Adrachim, Shalayalu Yisrael Laregam. So Klal Yisrael would not be Oile Regam. Nene Rabbi Lezbena, so if he deserved national mourning for the one good thing that he did, Alachas Kama V'Kama, the sons of Rabbi Shmuel deserve national mourning. Nene Rabbi Lezbena Zariah V'Amer, Rabbi Lezbena Zariah answered and said, B'shalom Tamos. It says about Tzidkiyahu, you'll die in peace. And the burnings that they did to your forefathers of the original kings, Asher Hayu Lefanecha, that were before you, we know that the Malchus Beis David, when they would die, they would burn all their possessions as a sign of mourning that this person was so chashav, nobody could use their stuff. Some explain that that's the reason why they make bonfires on Lag BaOmer, and people even burn stuff to demonstrate that they didn't die naturally. Excuse me, that they weren't killed by the Romans, but they died naturally. But this was the custom. The custom was that the Malchus Beis David, when they would die, they would burn their possessions. So Tzidkiyahu is being promised that you'll die in peace, and your possessions will be burnt as a token of respect to you. Kein Yisrafu Lecha, so too they will burn for you. Just like they burnt the possessions of your forefathers, they will burn for you as well. Says the Gemara V'Aloi Dvarim, Kavachoymer. The matter is a Kavachoymer. Umat Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda Shalai Asa Ela Mitzvah Achas Madach Tzidkiyahu the King of Yehuda. He only did one mitzvah, meaning he only did one mitzvah that he deserved this peaceful death. What was the mitzvah he did? Shehela Yirmiyah Min Atid. He brought Jeremiah out of the pit when he was thrown into the pit for prophesying the impending disaster. Kach banav shel Bishmal achas kama kama. Nena Rabbi Kiva v'amar. Rabbi Kiva spoke up and he said, "Vayoyimahu on that day." So now the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Nun Beis says, "What's this day talking about? Either the death and the hesped of Meshech ben Yosef, or the hesped of the Yetzahara." One day there's going to be a big levaya. People say, "Whose levaya is it?" Levaya of the Yetzahara, or the levaya of Meshech ben Yosef. It says, "On that day the eulogy will be great in Yerushalayim, kemisbed Hadad Rimon, like the eulogy of Hadad Rimon." And the problem is, Hadad Rimon never had a hesped. But Bikas Megidai in the valley of Megidai. So what does this mean? That there's going to be a eulogy like the eulogy of Hadad Rimon, but Bikas Megidai. Va'amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, right, Rabbi Yosef was the one who was blind, right? We weren't sure yesterday. Rabbi Yosef was the one who was blind, and he knew the Targum. He said, Ilmali Targume, the high craw. If not for the Targum of this Pasuk, Lo Yehava Yadan in my kamar, we don't know what the Pasuk is talking about. Be'idnahu at that time, Yizge Mispada Yerushalayim. The eulogy in Yerushalayim will be so great. Kemispada the Achav Bar Omri, like the Hesped of Achav. The Katal Yaseh, who killed Achav? Like the Hesped of Achav, who was killed by Hadad Rimon Bar Tav Rimon. So the Hesped of the Yetzahara, or the Malach HaMav, or Meshech ben Yosef will be great as the Hesed of Achav, who was killed by Hadad Rimon. And like the eulogy of Yoshio HaMelech, the Katol Yaseh Parei Chagira, who was killed by Parei the Lame, Bibikas Megidai. So basically we're saying that one day there's going to be a great Hesped, the likes of the Hesped of Achav, and the likes of the Hesped of King Yoshio. Says Gemara, Achav had a big Hesped. Achav and his only did one good thing that he deserved this great morning. And that is, when he was in battle against the enemy, he was shot at. And instead of sort of falling and fainting, he asked his assistants to prop him up to encourage the rest of the troops. Because if the troops would have seen that their general is dying, they would have scrammed. And it would have caused a lot of death. So Achav, for the sake of the klal, he showed them a good face. The king was propped up in his chariot. Noichach Aram, opposite Aram. That was a good thing that Achav did. So, kach banav shel Rabbi Shmuel, so too, this children of Rabbi Shmuel, al achas kam v'kama, who they did many good things, they certainly deserve a national mourning. Amar le Rava la Rava bar Mori. Rava said to Rava bar Mori, "Ksiv be Tzidkio." It says by Tzidkio, "B'shalom Tamos," that he'll die in peace. Uchsiv, and it says, "V'yes enei Tzidkio hu iver." But it says that Tzidkio was blinded. How could we say that Tzidkio died in peace, but Nebuchadnezzar blinded him? That's not called dying in peace. Amar le Rava bar Mori said to Rava, "Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan." Shemes Nebuchadnezzar b'yamav. What it means that Tzidkio died in peace is Nebuchadnezzar died while he was still alive. He was then freed from prison, so at least he died a free man and he didn't die in prison. V'yamar Rabba, Rava l'Rabba bar Mori, Rava said to Rabba bar Mori, it says about King Yoshio, Lachein hinini oisivcha ala v'isecha. I will gather you unto your forefathers, v'ne esafta el k'vur oisecha b'shalayim, and you will be gathered to your grave in peace. In other words, Yoshio was told that he would die in peace. Yoshio will die in peace? They shot him with 300 arrows like a sieve. Uchsiv, right, we know that when Paranachai requested safe passageway through the land of Israel, Yoshio said no, and Paranachai came out to battle against Yoshio, and he shot him 300 times. So how could you say he died in peace? Uchsiv, ayoiru hayoiru, l'melech Yoshio, the archer shot him, King Yoshio, v'am Rav Yehuda, marav, sha'asu'uhu kichvara, they made him like a sieve. You know what it means, Yoshio died in peace? Yes, he died, and he was killed in a gruesome death. But at least he didn't have to see the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. You could be tortured to death. That's peace compared to having to witness the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is so tragic that torture is peace compared to having to see the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein menacham in rashan loimer davar." The consolers are not to say a word ad sheyiftach avel until the avel begins. Shenemar achrei chen pasach Iyov. After that, Iyov began to talk. He opened up espiu. V'hadar, and after that, vayana lifas hatimani. Alifaz began speaking to him. But for 7 days, Iyov didn't say a word, and neither did Alifaz. Amar Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo said, "Minayin lo avel shemesav barosh." How do you know the avel sits at the head of the table? Shenemar, like the pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Iyov. Evchar, literally, I would choose darkam their way, va'eshev, and I would sit roish at the head, va'eshkoin, and I will dwell kemelech begdud, like a king with his troops. Ka'ashar avelim yinachem, like mourners are consoled. So it sounds like a king who sits at the head, and like avelim who sit at the head. So Gemara asks, what do you mean? It says, "Kasher Avelim Yenachem, Yenachem Achwini Mashas Masha," consoling others. That implies that it's going on the comforters, not the one being comforted. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, even though it says Yenachem, but it could be read Yinachem. If it meant the consolers, it would have been clear and said Minachem. The fact that it said Yunun Ches Mem, even though it's read Yinachem, but it and now could be read Yinachem, Yinachem, which means the mourner himself. Marzucha Amar Mehacha. Right. So again, Amar Rav Nachman, it's like Yinachem. So it's written Yud Nun Ches Mem. Marzucha Amar Mehacha. Marzucha says, from here we learn that the avil sits at the head of the table. Visar Marzayach Seruchim. Literally. And it approaches mourning, marzeach can mean mourning, seruchim, in excess. But we darshan it to mean marzeach, the mourner, nasa sar, becomes like a prince, lesruchim for the exalted ones, which means he sits at the head. Amar Rav Chama bar Chanina menayin lechasin shemesav v'roish. How do you know a groom sits at the head of the table? Shenemar kichasan, like a bridegroom, yichahein pe'er, should be splendid like a kohen. So just like a kohen sits at the head, a chasan sits at the head. Ma kohen baroish, av chasan baroish. Says Gemara, v'kohen gufei minal. And how do I know a kohen sits at the head? The tani, the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, v'kidashto, you should sanctify the kohen. L'chol davar shebekdusha, l'vtayach rishon, he opens first. If you have a bunch of speakers, the kohen speaks first. U'levarech rishon, he makes the first bracha, v'lita mana yafab rishon, and if you have a pie of pizza, he gets the biggest slice. We always give the kohen first. Okay, Rabbi say, this concludes Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll do Chav Tes Amid Aleph.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.